Chapter 3 and Chapter 4. New words. A branch. Noun. A part of a tree. Bend. Bent. Verb. If something bends, it moves down and isn't straight anymore. Giant. Adjective. Much bigger than things usually are. A hole. Noun. An empty place in or through something. Crawl. Verb. Move on your hands and knees. A tunnel. Noun. A long road under the ground or through something. Chapter 3. Bigger and Bigger.
Get back to work! A voice suddenly shouted in James's ear.
James looked up and saw Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge standing over him angrily. Slowly and sadly, James got up. All his hope for a happier life was gone. He had to stay with his horrible aunts today, tomorrow, the next day, and all other days. He wanted to cry. Suddenly, Aunt Spiker shouted,
"Sponge! Sponge! Look at this!"
"What is it?"
asked Aunt Sponge.
"It's a peach. It's there on the highest branch. Can you see it?"
Aunt Spiker cried.
"You're wrong, my dear Spiker. That horrible tree never has peaches on it."
"There's one on it now, Sponge. Look."
"There really is a peach up there,"
cried Aunt Sponge.
"And it's a nice big one,"
Aunt Spiker said.
"It's beautiful, it's beautiful,"
said Aunt Sponge. Now James turned and looked at the two women. The garden suddenly became very quiet, and James could feel magic in the air around them.
"Something is going to happen," he thought. "Something strange is going to happen very soon."
James stepped a little closer to the tree. The aunts were not talking now. They were only looking at the peach. Then Aunt Sponge said,
"Let's eat it. We can have half each."
She looked at James and she shouted,
"Climb this tree."
"Stop,"
Aunt Spiker said. She looked up into the branches with her mouth open.
"It's growing," she cried. "The peach is getting bigger."
"But, my dear Spiker, that's not possible. Now, wait a minute."
"Yes, it is. The thing really is growing. It's nearly twice as big as it was,"
Aunt Spiker shouted.
"It's not true. It is true. Watch it. Watch it. I am watching it.
It's still growing,"
Aunt Sponge shouted. She waved her arms and she started to dance around in circles. The peach was growing quickly and its branch started to bend more and more. Now it was as large and round as Aunt Sponge. James watched excitedly with big, bright eyes.
"Stand back,"
Aunt Sponge shouted.
"It's coming down. The branch is going to break."
But the branch did not break. It only bent more. Soon the peach was the size of a small car and it was halfway down to the ground. Both aunts were now dancing around the tree and they were shouting lots of silly things. James could only stand and watch the peach.
"Oh, isn't it beautiful?"
he said quietly.
"Shut up, you dirty creature,"
Aunt Spiker shouted.
Look, Sponge, it's growing faster and faster.
When the peach was the size of a small house, its bottom touched the ground and the branch stopped moving.
Is it still growing?
Aunt Spiker asked. They watched the peach quietly for a minute.
No, it isn't now,
Aunt Sponge said. Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker walked slowly around the peach. It was a beautiful yellow-orange colour, and parts of it were pink and red. Aunt Sponge touched it with her finger.
It's wonderful, Aunt Sponge cried. Let's eat it.
No,
Aunt Spiker said.
Why not? I want to eat some,
Aunt Sponge cried.
Because, my dear Sponge,
Aunt Spiker said, smiling,
we can make a lot of money with this peach. You wait and see.